Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root. He'll join us a little after 10 o'clock. Also, Danny Tarkanian, believe it or not, he is moving him and his family to Northern Nevada. This may be our last chance to say goodbye to Danny Tarkanian. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock. I'm not exactly sure if that's exactly what he's doing, but everybody is saying, nope, Danny and his family are moving out of Las Vegas into Northern Nevada. So we'll see how that plays out. It has been a busy few days for the president, for the White House, for the RNC, for the reelect campaign. And here to chronicle what's been going on at the RNC, our buddy Cassie Smedley. She is the Deputy Communications Director for the Republican National Committee and joins us from our nation's capital. Cassie, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Great to be with you.
What did you make of the president's trip? Now, people I've talked to on the ground and the clips I've heard from Nan Whaley and others, the mayor of Dayton and folks down in El Paso, was that the president was well-received, was empathetic, said all the right things, did all the right things, but you'd never know that if you watched the coverage of CNN or MSNBC. What gives?
Oh, my goodness. You're right. I mean, the president really did go make sure that yesterday's focus, his perspective, was on healing and being the comforter in chief and doing all those things that, unfortunately, the job calls for in these times of national tragedy. And it seemed that at every turn, the media was trying to catch him in a moment of insincerity or saying that what he was saying wasn't sincere. Oh, no, that's not what he really meant, despite those are the words that just came out of his mouth. I mean, I don't know how your setup is, Kevin, but for better or for worse, in my office, I have multiple TV screens, so we see all the channels. And to just see how one after the other, some of the Chiron, you know, the text on the bottom of the screen was waiting to see, you know, if President Trump makes insensitive comments. That's not what it said, but it might as well have. And it's so unfortunate because one of the things that we need most right now in our country is absolutely unity, but to have productive conversations and then to see that as President Trump is meeting with victims' families and the injured in the hospital, Joe Biden is out there calling him a racist at the same time. Who's inciting the divisive rhetoric in our country right now? And to have a complicit media is just shameful. And I think one of the points you're referring to, there was actually a moment that one of the cable news reporters on the ground in El Paso, I believe she said she was, quote, shocked to see that the president was receiving such a positive response from the people on the ground. Why is that shocking? Absolutely. When the president of the United States comes to your community for the sole purpose of letting you know that this country is there for you in your time of mourning, of course he would be well received. That's a natural reaction for everyday Americans. They are so consumed with their intent on maligning President Trump that they have been so out of touch with reality, and it's so sad and so unfortunate and exactly the wrong thing that we need right now in our country.
Again, Cassie Smedley joining us from the Republican National Committee. And one of the things, when you see the president on a knee with a little child, comforting the child, and then you see the coverage, it just doesn't make sense. Now, I want to ask you about the tweets on Air Force One. Obviously, I've done that kind of trip from Ohio to El Paso. It is a roughly 2-hour, 45-minute, 3-hour trip, and that gives you a lot of free time. Should the president not have tweeted out on that trip?
Well, But here's the problem, is that the president, who I'm sure was having a very, all things considered, positive visit at the hospital and with those in the community, and he thinks that everything has gone well and that people are getting what they need in this time of mourning, and then he gets back on the plane and sees that all they've done the entire time is to try and denigrate his actions and to try and say something that was not the case. And then you see the mayor and Senator Brown go out there and hold a press conference. And so we know that the president is someone who, he's a counterpuncher, but he's also someone who says, if the news isn't going to report it as it was, let me help people get the real story. And so I think, as we see so often when he takes to Twitter, it's to go out there and set the record straight or to give people a fuller picture. And I think that's something that on the whole we appreciate about him, because certainly how often do we turn on the TV and say, well, that doesn't sound right, or that's not how that happened. And so I think this is just him acting in response to the horrific coverage of what should have been a very somber and hopefully uplifting in some ways day, and the coverage just did not reflect that. I mean, the commentary, one after the other on each of these channels, was just shameful.
I know that the Marine One photo op on the lawn at the White House, the president intimated that he might be agreeable to looking at things like background checks, red flag laws, things like that. Obviously, the devil's always in the details. How far is he willing to go on this?
Well, I think that remains to be seen, but we know that he's talked with Lindsey Graham and Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey, people who have been and are authors. I think Lindsey Graham is the one working on the red flags law, and or Bill and Pat Toomey and Manchin. We remember Manchin Toomey, which is, goes further on the background checks. But he's willing to have a substantive conversation. And it's incredible to me that at every turn in all of his comments he has made since these horrific attacks, he's saying, let's do something about it. I agree. Let's have the conversation and figure this out. He's already banned bump stocks. He's already shown a willingness to go further on making sure that people with mental health issues don't get guns in their hands, or at least not certainly with the proper checks on that. But he's also saying, I want to have a conversation about pop culture. I want to have a conversation about what's happening in social media, or what's happening with the video games that are so easily accessible. Why is it that we've had guns around for a long time, but we've only had an uptick in this kind of violence in the last decade or so? What has changed? And I want to get to those causes as well. And it seems that the majority of Democrats, at least on the 2020 presidential candidate side, they say they are interested in working on solutions, but they're spending their time just going after President Trump. That's really their prevailing interest. And that's unfortunate, because I think for the first time in a long time, and I absolutely include President Obama on this, you've got a president in the White House who is willing to take some action so that both sides get something that they feel is progress. And it's so unfortunate to see, again, whether it's the coverage or just the comments and the tweets from Democrat candidates, they can't even acknowledge him that far. It's just they are relentless in their pursuit of fighting President Trump.
Again, Cassie Smedley joining us, communications director from the Republican National Committee, the deputy communications director for the RNC. Let me just ask you, you've been around Washington long enough. You've seen gun tragedies, and you've seen the outpouring of emotion and grief and all of that. And yet nothing has ever changed. Yes, we fixed the bump stock problem after 1 October. But beyond that, there hasn't been a lot of legislation federally. Do you see this moving the needle? I mean, do you see anything different this time around, or the fact that maybe the president is resolute to get some things done on gun background checks and red flag laws and things like that? Do you see anything different that leads you to the conclusion something's actually going to get done?
Well, if for nothing else, that the president has said, if we need executive action, I'm willing to do it, just to show that I agree something needs to happen. He does want it to be a multi-pronged approach. There's no straight answer to preventing these tragedies from happening in the future, but we can start to look at any number of approaches and consider what might work. But so that is a little different, I think, that he said, I'll take executive action on that. But these members of Congress, they should be hearing it from their constituents, and the more pragmatic constituents, not just the professional activists, not the professional protesters. Those are the people that I think get us off track and make us turn around in circles on this issue, and nothing ultimately gets done because the coverage and all of the noise and the oxygen is taken over by the most extreme viewpoints on the issue. Who, I mean, look at what you had with people protesting outside Mitch McConnell's house the other day. These folks say that they want solutions and they're tired of these tragedies happening. And then it's Massacre Moscow Mitch is the hashtag trending on Twitter. How is that okay? How does that unite us and push us towards progress on keeping our community safe? And so that's the kind of stuff that, when that overtakes the conversation, it disrupts any momentum to actually moving the needle, however that might look. So I think everybody should just turn off their social media, turn off the TV for a little bit, take a breath, get back to life, go play outside with your kids, go get involved in your community. We were just talking about a local fair in our hometown, our shared hometown. Go out and be amongst your neighbors and get back in touch with humanity, because I think there are too many people who think the world lives in front of their phone screen or their computer screen, and it's not helping us to have a safer, more humane place for all of us to live.
Want to take you, you may or may not remember this, Cassie, but I came to Las Vegas from San Antonio, where I covered local politics there and covered the Castro brothers, the twin brothers. You've got Julian, who is the former HUD secretary. He's running for president. You got Joaquin, who's a member of Congress from San Antonio. And now you've got Joaquin outing Trump supporters. First of all, explain what he did. And why it is so incredibly wrong what he did. And this is Joaquin, not Julian, right. Just for the record.
Not Julian, but he is the co-chair of his brother's presidential campaign, and he did this from his political account. So he tweeted the names of 44 people in Texas who've donated to President Trump's campaign. And not only did he call out their names and list them, but he said that they are complicit in this racist and bigoted presidency. Also baseless, of course. So these are just private citizens. What's interesting about that, several of them are not only his constituents, but six of the 44 have previously donated to his own congressional campaign.
No, wait. You mean they also contribute to Julian's campaign?
Yes.
Oh, yes. My God.
So that tells you how short-sighted this action was, that they were so intent on saying, we're going to show it to these people. We're going to intimidate them. And they didn't say boycott, but what else would the purpose of calling out the owner of a popular Mexican place in the area, or a barbecue place in the area, what would be the purpose of calling out the owner of a popular real estate agency? What would be the purpose of calling out retirees if you didn't want them to be intimidated by their communities, if not to disrupt their lives, disrupt their livelihood and that of the people they employ, and possibly bring violence onto them, as we've seen with some of these really scary incidents. And again, I go back to like Mitch McConnell's house. But so he put them all on blast, and he doubled down. When he was asked about it in interviews, he said, that was not my intent to bring in harm or intimidation. Well, then what else was your intent? But we're seeing those really all the time. This is a default play in the Democrat playbook today. We don't have solutions for you. We don't have great aspiring ideas. So we're just going to call out and put on blast people who support the president, which, of course, is their right to do. And it's significant to me not only that he did it, but that he doubled down and just unapologetically did it and got the support of people on the left and even in the media who gave him a pass for it. Can you imagine?
Happened. Hey, but Cassie, I look at this as a game plan that essentially people like Joaquin Castro tease up this list of donors, and they essentially turn loose Antifa and other violent elements of the Democrat Party and turn them loose. And all of a sudden, Antifa will end up on their front door at 10:30 at night.
You might be right. I'm afraid. You know, let's just give him the benefit of the doubt that he really didn't intend to bring any harm to these folks. Okay, well, that is incredibly naive on his part, dangerously naive. But I think he might be onto something, because we see it time and again. You just saw it. We have a fundraiser this week in the Hamptons. I know it's pretty shishy, but the owner of SoulCycle and Equinox gyms, which a lot of people frequent, he is the one hosting this fundraiser, has nothing to do with the day-to-day operations of the gyms. And now they're calling for boycott and cancel your subscription. Why? And what does that do to the livelihoods of those people who work there? And it's completely baseless. The reasons for which are totally baseless. But that's today's left. That's today's Democrat Party. And I think that people are tired of it. I think it's what we see for the RNC is when our folks, our grassroots army, is down on the ground in communities talking neighbor to neighbor. That's what we hear so often, is people are saying, I'm sick of it. I'm doing well. Things are going well as a result of this administration, either because of, you know, deregulation, my business is doing better. I've got more money in my pocket. We're sending the kids to camp, or we're going out to eat more often in my family. And then I turn on the news and I see this constantly. There's nothing for me on the left. They are so negative, so extreme. And frankly, I think their policies are so wrong for our country. I mean, that's what we see every day. And that's what we're always trying to bring it back to, because we got an election to win in 2020, because it's so extreme and fat and so out of hand that we can't risk letting the other side come in and take the White House or any more seats in Congress, because who knows if they've got the ability to actually implement so many of these far left proposals that would just put a whole stranglehold on our lives.
Cassie, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much for taking time out of a busy, busy schedule there in our nation's capital. I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Cassie Smedley, the Deputy Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, joining us live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker, busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
So good to have you with us, live and local now for a Thursday. Guess who's coming up next? My buddy, my pal, Wayne Allen Root. A little bit later on, Danny Tarkanian. Is he really? Yeah. Is he really leaving Southern Nevada, headed to Northern Nevada, maybe Gardnerville or someplace like that? We're going to find out exactly what the Tarkanians are going to do, and we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. Wayne Allen Root will join us after 10 o'clock. And Danny at 11. A very, very full show. Good to have you with us. Thanks for being on board as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's being called the largest one-day, one-state immigration raid in the history of the United States. ICE officials taking hundreds of undocumented immigrants into custody in the Jackson, Mississippi area yesterday. U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst is with the Southern District of Mississippi.
Strong interior enforcement is essential to enter any border security strategy. You cannot have one without the other.
At least 680 illegal immigrants taken into custody. Amnesty International is out with travel warnings concerning the United States, the organization telling people around the world to use extreme caution when traveling in America because of what it calls rampant gun violence. It says it's so prevalent in the U.S. that it amounts to a human rights crisis. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take?
fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. or call 775-293-1875.
Pardon me, would you have any gray poupon?
But of course.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Everybody's talking about what Joe Biden said. Joe Biden, we were told, what, before the last debates, there'd be a new Joe Biden. The old one was old and crotchety and not very inspirational. The new one's going to be in your face. Or at least that's what they've been saying. Let's check in with Joe Biden yesterday. His speech attacking Trump as and literally calling him a white supremacist. Here it is.
After Trump tweeted his go back screed, a leading Nazi website, neo-Nazi website, said, "This is the kind of nationalism we elected him for." He knows it. He saw it. And on 8chan, a haven for radicalism on the internet, where declaration of hate linked to El Paso shooter was posted, one commentator wrote that Trump is helping normalize the most extreme radical sentiments because his perceived authority carries so much weight. We have a problem with this rising tide of supremacy, white supremacy in America. And we have a president who encourages and emboldens it. The statistics are clear. Extremism is on the rise in America. The Southern Poverty Center finds that of the 1,020 hate groups operating in the United States in 2018, that's how many there are. They pointed out that white nationalist groups have surged by over 50%. In 2017, an active shooter with ties to white extremism claimed 135 victims and 70 killed. According to the Anti-Defamation League, all but one of the 50 extremists linked murders counted in 2018 had direct links to white supremacists. His own FBI director recently testified to Congress that extreme white right-wing groups, white nationalists, pose the greatest threat to racially motivated domestic terrorism. And what has Trump done? He's poured fuel on the fire. He's retweeted postings from extremists and white nationalists. He's cutting funding, in some cases, completely eliminating funding initiated by Barack, by the president and I, in our administration, to counter violent extremism at home. Trump readily, eagerly attacks Islamic terrorism, but can barely bring himself to use the words white supremacy. And even when he says it, he doesn't appear to believe it. He seems more concerned about losing their votes than beating back this hateful ideology. He says guns are not the problem in mass shootings. The issue is mental health. It's a dodge. Hatred isn't a mental health issue. I can tell you, as the guy who, along with Senator Dianne Feinstein, got the assault weapons ban and the high-capacity magazines banned in this country for 10 years, that if elected president, we will do it again. We will do it again.
You are an idiot.
No. We are going to refrain from name calling, at least in this segment. Yeah. Okay. So we take that back, sort of. Joe Biden. I don't know whether he's desperate. I just don't know what this all means. Because I promise you, the president will destroy Joe Biden. The two of them on the same debate stage, the difference will be so very different. And even though he has a lead, I know his morning consult lead has been cut. He's still leading, but not as dramatically, not double digits in some cases. Let's go on the ground. Let's go to cut three. Cesar Blanco is a Texas state representative. He went after the president after his visit on multiple issues. Listen to Cesar Blanco, the Texas state representative. This is cut three. Here we go.
Well, we heard the president yesterday discuss things about unity, making sure that our country is united. Then later on in the evening, he sends out these tweets, getting into an argument basically over Twitter with our former congressman and presidential candidate, Beto O'Rourke. So much for the unity. We've got a president who has consistently made speeches that divide our communities, that divide the country, and it looks like he continues to do so. We were hoping that if he came, that he would provide words of unity, provide our families that are victims and some words of encouragement, but unfortunately he continues with a lot of the same.
You've been critical of the president for the way he's spoken about your city, El Paso, about the Latino community. Do you believe he owes your city an apology?
Not only does he owe our city apology, but he owes us funding for his campaign event that he spent. It's close to $400,000 that he has failed to pay for all the services provided. So, you know, once again, he comes to our community, he says negative things and disregards local elected officials and individuals who are here at the memorial that we heard testimony from saying, we don't want President Trump here.
What's their excuse? So why hasn't either his campaign or the government, for that matter, repaid the city of El Paso that $400,000 or $450,000 that you say they owe your community?
Well, we don't know why his campaign has failed to pay it. There's a huge amount of cost involved with making sure that our law enforcement are around and securing that area. First responders are always on call to make sure that in a dangerous event that the president is protected. Our level one trauma center is always on standby when the president comes to our community. So there's a huge logistical and financial expense that our community makes. And any community makes really when a president visits their community. And once again, he's been back, and of course, using words of division instead of uniting.
There you have it. Cesar Blanco, a Texas state representative. This is sad that at a time when you know the president is going, and by the way, the president got glowing marks. Both in Dayton and in El Paso for being consoler in chief. But again, when you listen to these activists and you listen to the fake news media, you don't hear any of that. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by my friend Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Hey, he's got it all. Call Sam, regardless of where you live in the state of Nevada. Call Sam right now for a free insurance review. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root, top of the hour. Top of the next hour, just after 11 o'clock, Danny Tarkanian. Why is he leaving? Yeah. Why is he leaving Las Vegas? We'll find out. I'll ask him. All that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Let's be together, loving you well.
No. Not that Al Green. That's the singer Al Green. I'm talking about the congressman from Texas. Al Green, yesterday was on, I believe this was on CNN, and commented both on gun control and a subject near and dear to his heart, the impeachment of Donald Trump. Here it is.
Do have to ban these assault weapons. They are taking lives in and across the breadth and length of this country. So we should do this. But I don't think that this is enough, to be quite candid with you, Mr. Berman. The vice president was on just before I had this opportunity to come on, and he made the case. He said that the president disrespects the judiciary, he disrespects the legislative branch of government, he disrespects the press. He made the case, if you will, for impeachment. This president must be impeached. To defeat him at the polls would do history a disservice, would do our nation a disservice, and would not allow us to do what they did in 1868 when Andrew Johnson, who was the bigot of his time, was impeached by the radical Republicans. There ought to be radical Democrats and Republicans who are willing to rise to the occasion and say to this president, you are unfit unworthy and you must be removed from office. We will not wait until the next election because we don't know how much carnage you will have caused to occur in the interim. We cannot wait. We ought to act as soon as we can to get him out of office. He has long since served his time and he should be removed from office.
Congressman, yes. Are you willing to work with a president that you have said for a long time you want to see impeached? Are you willing to work with him on measures to end gun violence?
I will work with anyone on measures to end gun violence, but working with him, I will not back off of my position that he should be impeached.
Just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time.
That's what it is. It's rage. It's absolutely incredible. You know, the other thing that I found fascinating about yesterday was the people on the ground that were actually in the room that witnessed the president said he did great. He was empathetic. He was talking with family members and friends and the injured and the wounded. But then when you talk to folks in the fake news media, they just ignore that. The one thing you can't ignore is the evidence. For instance, there was live video of the president in El Paso. This is cut 8, by the way, where he criticized Mayor Nan Whaley of Dayton, Sherrod Brown, the senator in Ohio. But he was also empathetic. Here is President yesterday in El Paso during his visit to that Texas city. Here it is.
We had an amazing day. As you know, we left Ohio, and the love, the respect for the office of the presidency, I wish you could have been in there to see. I wish you could have been in there. And it was no different here. We went to the hospital, just came from the hospital. We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be. It was supposed to be just a fairly quick. We met with numerous people. We met with also the doctors, the nurses, the medical staff. They have done an incredible job. Both places, just incredible. And the enthusiasm, the love, the respect, and also the telling me, let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it, and Democrats want to do it. And by the way, here's a great hero. This man, the job he did, you all know who it is. Everybody, the whole world knows who you are now, right? So to be a movie star the way you look, that'll be next. Who knows, right?
Yes, sir.
But what a job you did.
Thank you, sir.
There are a lot of heroes. There are a lot of heroes, a lot of people did just incredible work. Now we're going in, I believe, Chief, and say hello to some of your folks.
Yes.
This is one of the most respected men in law enforcement, and I want to thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
President Trump, you said today was about killing immunity, and you've attacked a number of your critics, like President Biden, Senator Brown, Mayor Wade, as well as various members of the media. Can you explain what
they shouldn't be politicking? They shouldn't be politicking today. I had it with Sherrod Brown. He and the mayor, Nan Whaley, they asked to go in. Could we possibly go in and make the tour with you? I said, yeah, let's do it. They couldn't believe what they saw, and they said it to people. They've never seen anything like it. The entire hospital, no different than what we had in El Paso, the entire hospital was, everybody was so proud of the job they did because they did a great job. They did a great job here. And then I say goodbye. I took them in at their request. We made the tour. They couldn't believe it. She said it to people. He said it to people. I get on Air Force One, where they do have a lot of televisions. I turn on the television, and there they are saying, well, I don't know if it was appropriate for the president to be there, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the same old line. And they're very dishonest people, and that's probably why he got, I think, about 0% that he failed as a presidential candidate.
What is it that Nan Whaley said, she's the mayor of Dayton, by the way, that set off the president and caused him to go into a Twitter storm while on Air Force One going from Dayton to El Paso? This was Nan Whaley yesterday, the mayor of Dayton, and here it is.
was there to comfort those injured and those victims, and he and the First Lady did a nice job of that. I would say no, there's nothing concrete that we got out of it, but, you know, we got to speak our mind about this issue, which I think is so important to Daytonians, and so that did happen. It's disappointing. It's disappointing when your community's gone through this much, and, you know, there's no discussion really about what needs to change, what policy matters need to change. Yeah, it's disappointing. I mean, he just uses words that don't really mean anything. So we're going to do something. Because I was really like, you know, Mr. President, we need to see action. We need to see something done on gun control, specifically on gun control. We're going to do something.
Well, we'll see exactly what it is they do. I'm going to give the last word today to Marianne Williamson with Martha McCallum, trying to sell America on reparation.
You say that there should be a $200 to $500 billion fund that would be dispersed over 20 years, and you want to have a council that decides how the money is dispersed. How would that work?
Well, the stipulation on the part of the United States government should be very clear, and that is for purposes of economic and educational renewal. But I believe that within that, although that stipulation is extremely important and must be strictly adhered to, I think that there's a moral principle here. If I owe you money, I don't get to tell you how to spend it. So I believe that it's very important that this reparations council, 30 to 50 people is what I've recommended, which obviously should be very carefully chosen, people from academia, culture, politics, etc., who are known for their connection to this issue, for their research on this issue, etc., who make the kinds of decisions, whether it has to do with historical black colleges, whether it has to do with housing, whether it has to do with whatever it has to do with. But I believe part of the power here is that it would be the black community deciding how they wish to spend money.
Before I let you go, you know, you got a lot of attention in the debates. As you were speaking out, I think a lot more people became familiar with you. What's your sort of, you know, what's your cutoff point? You know, at what point would you say, you know, how do you grow your campaign? How do you get from 1 or 2% to, you know, well, it's 7 or 8 or 9 or 10%? Do you see that happening? And
well,
you know, what's your vision for the future of your campaign?
Listen,
real quick.
If you're in a debate and the only state that doesn't put you as number one Google search the next day is Montana, because Montana governor was there, and you're the one that's talked about all over the place as the breakout, I think that's kind of a sign to continue. So as long as it gets signed,
are you going to get into the next debate? Will you make that
cut off? Yeah. Anybody listening can go to Marianne2020.com, and I need about 16,000 more unique donors, even $1, by August 28th. And yeah, I need to get up in the polls, but you know, this is democracy. I think it's healthy for our country. I think it's healthy for the Democratic Party. A lot of voices. You had it in the Republican Party last time. It was good for you.
Well, that's what she says. Anyway, Marianne Williamson, she's kind of the presidential moonbeam sort of candidate. Stick around. Coming up, Wayne Allyn Root. Later, Danny Tarkanian. Why is he leaving Las Vegas? We'll get to that more coming up live and local now.